Yes, Rashi says like this, that his gzero shem yizdam lehem kvosam liyacha mikan. Rashi says that means liyacha sreifas lechem. After you burn the lechem, maybe then they'll find they'll have shtei lechem. They'll have shnei kvosim, and then it came out you weren't supposed to burn it. You're supposed to eat it. Hilkach therefore mashin and lu. You have to wait the whole day. Shem yavo akvosim yuntfui moim viyachlo. Therefore, even though midirais he's supposed to burn the shtei lechem that comes by itself without the shnei kvosim, but you cannot burn it on Yom Tov. Because you have to be afraid, maybe later on this day of Yom Tov, they'll find you to shnei kvosim. And then you have the mitzvah to make a tenufa together and to eat it. So therefore we tell you, you can't burn it on Yom Tov. Omalei Abaya, Tenach kol zman hakrivosam. That's good, you can't burn it. Kol zman hatziyoyim before shkia, that if you find the karbonos, you can bring it. But lebos ochles afinu, for the glory after shkia, that you can't make a shkit, you can't make a zrikas a carbon anymore, then you should be able to burn it. How come it says that you have to wait till overnight and first burn it the next morning? Smor says, Enechnami, my tuba tzurosa namaditoni. Know what it means to say here, tuba tzurosa, wait till it's tzura, till it's a form, it changes. Tzuras hakrovosam. All it means to say is wait until the zman of the krova hakrova. When it passes by shkia, that you cannot bring it anymore, Enechnami, then you could burn it. Because again, midirais we're going now, these shnei alechem. When it comes by itself, you're supposed to burn it. Since there's no matter to it, you can't eat it. But it's exerer not to burn it now, maybe you'll find carbonus later. So it means tubus rosam, as soon as it passes by a shkia, that you can't bring the carbon anymore, and echnami, then you're supposed to burn the shtei lechem. Even though it's a shkia, even though it's a tziyomtiv still, because it's mitzvosam mekachetz mutter. Rav Omer Rav says, no, liachil asyan, really the shtei lechem, it comes by itself, you can eat it. And so how can we burn it? For lav mitami, but not according to his own reasoning. As Rashi says, Rabbi's time we had before was gzeir Hashem yizdam lehem kvos mashan abo. But lav mitami, and not from his reasoning. Do what Rashi says, lo yeil, we know amin mitani hei ben buchri. But that's the gzeir attack, and they were afraid that maybe next year they'll come to have the shtei kvosim, and they'll think then you'll not eat it without bringing the carbon. So that's the gzeir. But then the question before is, where was this raya to say it's mutar b'achila? He brought a raya before from Yehuda, from Hayit ben Bukhri b'Yavna. He brought the raya from there. So the Gemara is saying that raya is not a good raya. Gemara says, for lav mi time not from his raya, elu mikra from a posik. For yom arov imino aminula, where's this posik to siv? Mi moshva seichem tovi lechem tenufa. Bikurum l'Hashem. That you could bring from moshva seichem bikurum l'Hashem. So comes out the shtei halechem is hakeshin lebikurim. If so, ma bikurim b'fnei yatsman, just like bikurim can be brought by itself, and you're allowed to eat the bikurim av shtei halechem b'fnei yatsman. Who adin amol, you can bring the shtei halechem by itself. If you don't have the shnei kvosim, you can bring the shtei halechem by itself. Who mi no? It has the same halach like bikurim. Ma bikurim la'achilu, just like that bikurim, you're allowed to eat the bikurim that comes by itself. Pshita, that's the mitzvah of bikurim. Give it to the kohen. The kohen's allowed to eat it. Is if so, I'll tell you, av shtei halechem nami lachilom. The same thing applies by shtei halechem also, that the mitzvah of the shtei halechem is when it comes by itself, and echnami yitaki, you're allowed to eat it. All right, we'll stop here.